Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Garbage Bear Golf Podcast. I am your host, Tommy Golf, but you can also just call me Garbage Bear Golf if you wish. I'm starting this podcast to talk about my new love of golf, as well as how I felt I played after 9 or 18 holes, what I can improve on, and whatever else is on my mind. So without further ado, let's get to it. What's going on? Garbage Bear Golf here, your friendly neighborhood Garbage Bear for September 28th, 2022. How's everyone doing? Hope you're having a great day. This is the first podcast of Garbage Bear Golf, so if you're joining us, which I doubt it, but thank you, appreciate it. Like I said in the opener, we're going to talk about golf and talk about this podcast specifically, what's happening, where kind of I started golfing and stuff, how I feel about it, what I need to work on and stuff. So let's get right into it. So obviously, you know, people probably golf a couple times in their life, whether it's just hitting the ball around with their parents or a friend or whatever. I remember hitting the golf ball around a little bit at tournaments, but I was probably like 10 or 11. Not very good, obviously. So just so happens that this year, my wife and I, for a honeymoon, were staying at a golf resort because it was actually one of the cheaper options around the area that we were at. And it was a nice day out, you know, mountains and stuff. And I was like, why don't we just go hit the ball? Okay, sure. So then obviously we're there, hit the ball, and I basically fell in love with it right at that point. There wasn't really a specific time during then. Obviously it was frustrating because I didn't do very well and stuff, but I decided right then and there that was going to be my sport. So we got home from our honeymoon. I immediately started browsing our local classified section, found a pretty good deal on some Dynacast irons, Northwestern drivers hybrids, Titleist hybrid, Wilson hybrid, and then obviously it came with a bag and an actual cart to walk around in also. So all that for $100. And I just started, I went out to the driving range, started practicing and stuff. But obviously, you know, I'm not like my friend Rory, can't afford the best coaches on the planet. So I enlisted the help of my friend Rick Shields from YouTube and a book that I actually rented from the library that I ended up buying called The Complete Golf Manual, which has been pretty handy. So I would do that and go to the golf range, and I've been doing that now for probably 3 months or so, 3-4 months. And I've gone to a couple clubs, golf clubs and stuff, golf ranges, and played a couple games. I've played probably 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds of golf so far. And I mean, they've all been high scoring games, obviously. I don't, still not very good, but getting better. I've definitely noticed, myself get better, and because of the YouTube and the, books and stuff, I've really been able to focus on, my technique, first of all. And just getting out there and really hitting the ball, focusing on my swing. You know, the one thing I found that I was doing is that when I was bending my knees, as I was coming down on my swing, I was kind of standing up, which would cause the bottom of my club to hit the top of the golf ball. So obviously it hit the ball, but it doesn't go very far at all, which is can be frustrating at times, but you know, it is what it is. Something I have to work on. I find that my swing is actually starting to be pretty good. I've decided to do the, I believe it's called the interlocking grip, when you have the pinky in between your index and middle fingers. So I started off at the think it's just that regular grip where you have your hands pretty tight together and you try to line your thumbs up. And then my boy Rick Shields was saying that, you know, that interlocking grip is going to feel weird at first, but he highly recommends it. So I started doing that. He certainly wasn't wrong. It was definitely weird at first, and I find it hurts the hand every now and then, but I find that it definitely makes for a better, a lot more control with the clubs. Because I was finding at times when I was doing just the regular, holding it with my hands close together, what would happen is I would come down to swing it, and then I guess I would lose a good grip on the club, and so my club would actually move when I hit the ball, which would cause the, you know, the ball to slice or something like that. Obviously, I definitely do need new grips, so that's something I'm looking at getting, but I think I'm just going to go to Amazon for that. I found one, they're like, you can choose like green, blue, or red, or gray, and it's $25, and it comes with 13 grips, and the spray, and the tape, and the knife to cut it, and stuff, so you know what, I don't need to get like $40 grips per club. That's just not where I'm at yet, but I mean, hey, if someone wants to sponsor me, anyone. But anyways, so that's pretty much where I'm at. The last game I played was at this course called Maplewood, which is about a 40-minute drive from where I am now, and I did keep track of the game, and we did play it, you know, fairly seriously, that if, you know, if you lose a ball, which I did, naturally, but if you lose a ball, it's obviously a strike against you. One mulligan per every 9 holes. So it was a bit more strict than what I've been used to be playing, but that is the type of game that I want to be playing. You know, I don't want to be giving myself free shots and not marking stuff when it should be marked and whatnot, because I want to walk away knowing that, you know, if I hit a 90 or even an 85 or something, I actually did hit a 90 or 85. I didn't actually hit like 120, and it turns out I hit an 85. So, no shame saying that my last game at Maplewood there, 18 holes, was 130. No shame. Because there were some really good things that I took away from that. One of them, I think I'm pretty good with my new hybrid that I got, and I'll go into that in a sec. But I did par one of the holes, and I did actually have a birdie opportunity, which naturally I screwed up, and then I think I went to double bogey, but I did have a birdie opportunity, so that was pretty exciting. So back to the clubs, about my third game maybe that I played this year, I ended up bending my Northwestern driver, and so to the point that like I wasn't able to straighten it properly, and I wasn't able to actually hit it. It kind of would just go anywhere, or if I wanted the ball to go straight, it would be I'd be holding it in a really awkward position, and it just didn't make sense. I'd be compromising my swing form quite a bit, so I decided to take the plunge and splurge and get a new driver. And so I ended up going to a local used sports store in my area, and they had this brand called Coates. And what I found out was that Coates is actually a woman's brand. It was, I guess, developed for women or whatnot, but they're actually going out of business, so there's like a massive sale. So I picked up this Coates driver, and it was regular $600, and I got it for $100. And then right next to it was a Coates hybrid, 21 degree, I believe, and they wanted $70 for it. And it was regular 370, so I was like, yeah, okay. You know, I don't care if it's a woman's club. Like, I'm not Tiger Woods. I don't need a men's club. I don't hit super hard at this point anyways. I'm still developing my game and developing my swing and getting all that down. So I bought that, so I got both of those for like $170. So I really can't complain about it. I've been using it. Tried it out for the first time about a week ago at the Maplewood place, and you know what? It works great. I really like it. It feels great. It's nice and light, especially compared to my Northwestern. And yeah, I think I'm going to use them for the foreseeable future. I don't really see any need to get something else. And I mean, again, it's not like I'm getting sponsored at this point or anything, so I'm certainly not going to be buying myself like a Sim Max or something like that. I don't have $750 to spend on one club yet. But anyway, so that's about it. Looking ahead, obviously it would be great if I could hit 100 this year in my first year. We are heading into the winter season though, so unfortunately I don't know if that's going to be possible. I'm hoping to get another 3 or 4 games under my belt this year. And then, yeah, we'll see what happens. Over the winter, we do have an indoor driving range. So I'm probably going to go there a couple times just to kind of work on my swing for sure. And then I think I might try out the sim golfing. Again, just to kind of get the swing going and whatnot. I guess two big things I need to work on for sure is my driving. It's just very inconsistent at this point. And the main reason, I believe, is because I am standing up a bit as I'm coming down on the swing, which is causing me to just kind of like chonk the ball. That's my main issue, I think. I think I have a decent technique for the swing itself. It's just bringing my legs up, and sometimes I focus on just trying to hit the ball as hard as I can instead of having good technique, and that just causes me to, you know, slice the ball left into the water or just chonk it so it goes not even past the woman's tees. So that's definitely something that I need to work on. The hybrid, if I can hit it correctly, it actually works great, and it goes a lot farther than I anticipated. So much so that I did hit my ball into the brush a couple times so far that I wasn't able to actually find it. But I think I'm really happy with that Coates hybrid. My 3-4 irons, definitely need to work on that, obviously. I'd probably choose the hybrid at this point before my 3-iron, unless I desperately needed my 3-iron for something, but I do find that my hybrid works a lot better. And then my 5-9 irons, I actually think work really well. Definitely my lower irons, or I guess I should say my higher irons, like my 6-9, I think work really well, and I'm able to really get a good shot with those. I do have a putting wedge, however, the grips are all like sticky and tacky, so if I use it, I just get like this black stuff all over my hands, and it just becomes really sticky and irritating. So I gotta change the grips out on those before I use the putting wedge. So for everything right now that requires a putting wedge, I'm just using a 9-iron. But by next year, I would obviously like to change that. And then if possible too, I'd also like to get the three irons there from Costco, the different wedge types. I think that's probably the best deal for now. I don't anticipate myself just getting like a single one, but I know Costco at one point had them on for $140 on sale, so I'm hoping that by next year I can pick those up, and then I'll retire the 9-iron to what its actual duty is for. And then I guess lastly, the putting, it's definitely something I need to work on. I think just being able to figure out like how fast the greens are and how what's the word? You know, like I guess the slope of the greens too, because with that with the birdie shot that I had last week, I was all lined up and stuff, and I would say it was actually a pretty good shot, but the issue was that I think I hit it well, But then what ends up happening, and maybe it's just the time of season and stuff, but I think I hit it well, but then it obviously it travels too fast, and then it goes past the hole, even if it was close. I think it was like an inch that I missed it from the hole, but then it kept on going, and then so it kept on rolling, and now I've got to have my second putt, and it's like 4 to 5 feet. So the chances of me hitting that one are obviously slim. So then you hit that one, and then it comes up too short that time, so then you hit it again, and you know, it just misses the hole, and then next thing you know, you're at a double bogey when you could have had the birdie. So frustrating, but something I definitely need to work on. Yeah, I'd like to get out on the green and just kind of know my way around that area a bit better, and just really focus on reading, kind of like on how far away the ball is to the hole, kind of reading the slopes and stuff. And you know, if someone else hits the ball first, then I'm able to grab information from them by watching their ball and seeing what I need to do, what do I need to adjust in order to putt correctly. But I think that's something in time. So for now, I'm basically focusing on if I can drive well and I can get on to the green with minimal strokes, then I think I can make it up in the back end with the putting. And then I think, you know, if I double bogey every hole instead of like quadruple or whatever, or higher, then I think that would really bring down my score, and I think I could easily get 100. And then next year, obviously, it would be awesome to break 90. If I can get to 80, if that's possible, I think that would be my goal, but I think that's going to require just a lot of focus and a lot of knowledge on how to hit the ball properly, where to hit it. And again, just with the putting and stuff, I'm not too worried about my short game at this time. I do think that I do pretty well with it. So, like I said, driving and putting are my main factors, but who knows, things could change. Playing tomorrow, 18 holes. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be brisk. It's going to be at least, definitely, less than 5 degrees, I think. I just checked the old timer, or sorry, the old temperature here. We're looking at, never mind. It's going to feel like 11 tomorrow, so that shouldn't be too bad. I know that if it usually gets cold, my hands are, they don't work very well, but so yeah, I'll check tomorrow, and then I think I will put out another podcast on next week at some point, and hopefully get another game in so I can have more stuff to talk about. But yeah, you know, at this point I'd probably be talking about the sponsors, but obviously I have none because the first one, and who knows, I'll probably never even get famous enough for sponsors. But hey, a man can dream. So anyways, I think that's gonna be all. I appreciate anyone who's listening. If you could give me a like, give me a subscribe. Same with my YouTube channel, Garbage Bear Golf. And then I also have an Instagram page, Garbage Bear Golf. My YouTube channel is going to be hoping at showing you guys around the course, playing, maybe some good shots going on. And, of course, the classic, what's in the bag? There's a couple other things I got in mind, but that's a little bit down the road, I think. So, yeah. Again, thanks all for listening, and have yourselves a good night.